This is CPR and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. Recent weather could mean more avalanches this winter. KBUT's Christopher Biddle reports.
In the Crested Butte area, more than 150 avalanches, both natural and human-triggered, were reported last weekend following a moderate snowfall.
It wasn't a huge amount of snow, but enough that we saw a widespread avalanche cycle and quite dangerous conditions.
Zach Guy of the Crested Butte Avalanche Center told KBUT's Community Matters that a long dry spell followed by last weekend's snow could create hazards for backcountry users for some time to come.
Calling it a persistent slab problem, which as the name implies, means we've got a long-lasting persistent avalanche concern with this layer.
The Colorado Avalanche Information Center shows similar levels of concern in the San Juan and Sangre de Cristo Mountains, as well as the Aspen and Grand Mesa forecast zones. I'm Christopher Biddle.
The U.S. Supreme Court has remanded back to a lower court a lawsuit that deals with church capacity limits. The High Plains Harvest Church in Weld County sued Governor Polis and health officials over an order that limited attendance at religious gatherings. The Supreme Court ruled in favor of churches in a similar case from New York last month, and a federal judge ruled partially in favor of two Colorado churches in October. Three Supreme Court justices said the case was moot since Colorado lifted capacity limits on worship services last week. 29 degrees in Denver, it's 27, with light snow falling in Colorado Springs.